Mother Mary's Self-Esteem Rosary. In the name of the unconditional love of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Mother of Light. Amen. In the name of the I Am That I Am, Jesus Christ, I dedicate this rosary to the manifestation of the perfect vision of Christ in. God is Father and Mother. God is Father, God is Mother, never one without the other. Your balanced union is our source. Your love will keep us on our course. You offer us abundant life to free us from all sense of strife. We plunge ourselves into the stream, awakening from this bad dream. We see that life is truly one, and thus our victory is won. We have returned unto our God, on the path the saints have trod. We form God's body on the earth, and give our planet its rebirth. Into a golden age of love, with ample blessings from above, we set all people free to see that oneness is reality, and in that oneness we will be whole for all eternity. And now the earth is truly healed, all life in God's perfection sealed. God is Father, God is Mother, we see God in each other. I am more than the human self. Only the human self can feel burdened, can feel it has lost control, can feel powerless, stuck, or paralyzed. Only the human self can feel a sense of anger or resentment against the material world and its insurmountable obstacles or limits for what can and cannot be done. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. In a crisis, one of the first things I lose is self-esteem, the sense of self-worth. The loss of self-esteem is the very essence of the crisis, the very factor that prevents me from rising out of the crisis. Yet only the human self can lose self-esteem. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less. Forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me, ever bright. It is always possible to overcome my current situation. Only the human self can believe the subtle lie that because I have made this or that mistake, I can never again be free of it, I can never be pure, I can never be forgiven. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. No matter what mistakes I might have made, I am still a good person, and I can build a better future. I can overcome my present problems. Only the human self can believe that it does not have what it takes to overcome those problems. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less. Forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me, ever bright. Every single problem on earth has a solution. No matter how insurmountable a situation may seem to the human self, there is a way up. No matter how big a mistake I have made in the past, how imperfect or impure my human self might feel, there is absolutely no condition on earth from which I cannot rise, from which I cannot be purified. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less. Forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me, ever bright. Everything in the material world is made from one basic substance, namely the matter light, the mother light. I live in a universe where everything is light. Everything is made from the light of God, the matter light that has taken on form. A form is only a temporary manifestation that has not altered the fundamental qualities of the light. Everything in this world is a temporary appearance, and the light can always be returned to its pure state. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. Without the light of God was not anything made that was made. I was made, and thus I am made of light. I am a being of light, a spiritual being. I am not a mortal human being. I was not created as a mortal sinner who can do nothing but sin. I was not created or evolved as a sophisticated monkey. My thoughts are more than the processes in my physical brain. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. I am more than the body. I am more than this earth. I am more than the material universe itself. I have a spiritual reality, a spiritual identity that is beyond this world. Because my true identity is beyond this world, it cannot be affected by anything I have experienced or anything I have done in this world. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. There is a core of my being that is permanently residing in the spiritual realm. That core contains the blueprint for my identity, my individuality in God. It has not been destroyed or altered, or even covered over by anything I have experienced in the material world. I am more than the human self. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. Hail Mary, we give praise, the Mother Light in all your rays. In perfect balance, light will stream, in harmony our souls will gleam. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. All troubles in the heart now cease, as Mary's love brings great release. The rose of 12 in fullest bloom, the soul is free to meet her groom. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The throat is shining oh so blue, the will of God is always true. God's power is released in love through Christ's direction from above. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The solar center is at peace, as fear and anger we release. The sacred ten will now unfold a glow of purple and of gold. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. Revive life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. When Mother Light and Buddha meet, the force of darkness they defeat. With Jesus and our Saint Germain, they bring the golden age again. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. I feel the Mother's gentle kiss as I am in eternal bliss, floating in a space sublime in harmony with sacred chime. By Mother Mary's endless grace, we conquer time, we conquer space. The Buddha nature is in all, and thus we rise to heed the call. To be the Christ at once on earth, the golden age is given birth. I am more than material conditions. My human self might feel burdened and stuck in my present situation, yet there is a higher part of my being which is not affected by my present situation. Beyond my outer situation is a deeper reality. I can connect to that reality and gain an entirely different perspective on my life. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. When I think there is no way out of my present situation, it is because I do not see who I am. When I see who I truly am, I know that I am more than my present situation. Therefore, there is a way out, which is to reconnect to the true spiritual being that I am. I can reconnect to my spiritual being, my I Am Presence, because the core of my being is my conscious self. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. The fact that I am suffering proves that I am self-aware. And because I am self-aware, I can become aware that my conscious self is more than my present situation, is more than my outer mind, is more than my present sense of identity. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. My conscious self is an extension of my spiritual being, and my I Am presence is an extension of the very being of my Creator. My conscious self is designed to descend into the material world in order to experience this world and help co-create the kingdom of God on earth. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. My outer mind has forgotten this purpose, has forgotten my true identity. Yet I can reconnect to my true identity, and the only true source of self-esteem is self-knowledge, the realization of who and what I really am. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. Any self-esteem that is based on the conditions or the things of this world is fragile and can easily be lost. The conditions I experience in my present situation have caused me to lose the self-esteem that was based on the things of this world. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me, ever bright. I will build a sense of self-esteem that is not vulnerable to material conditions by reaching for the self-esteem that is above and beyond anything in this world. I can build this self-esteem by reconnecting to the higher being that I am, to the reality that I am a spiritual being having a material experience, not a material being trying to have a spiritual experience. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. I am already a spiritual being, and thus I am not seeking to become something I am not. I am seeking the realization of who and what I already am. I realize that my sense of identity as a mortal human being is unreal, is only an illusion. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. My present sense of identity is like water that has become polluted, has become so muddy that I can no longer see the deeper parts of my being. Yet the water of my consciousness is still the pure water, and by purifying it of all impurities, I will see clearly who I truly am. I will keep taking one small doable step at a time until I see the reality of my I Am presence. I am more than any material conditions. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me, ever bright. Hail Mary, we give praise, the Mother Light in all your rays. In perfect balance light will stream, in harmony our souls will gleam. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace, releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow, we will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. All troubles in the heart now cease, as Mary's love brings great release. The rose of 12 in fullest bloom, the soul is free to meet her groom. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace, releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow, we will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The brow emits an emerald hue, Christ's perfect vision we pursue, and as we see God's perfect plan, we feel God's love for every man. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace, releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow, we will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The soul is basking in delight as violet flame is shining bright. The soul is breathing God's pure air as she feels so free in mother's care. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. When Mother Light and Buddha meet, the force of darkness they defeat. With Jesus and our Saint Germain, they bring the golden age again. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. I feel the Mother's gentle kisses, I am in eternal bliss, floating in a space sublime in harmony with sacred chime. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. By Mother Mary's endless grace, we conquer time, we conquer space. The Buddha nature is in all, and thus we rise to heed the call. To be the Christ that once on earth, the golden age is given birth. I am a stream of God's consciousness. Everything in my outer situation is created by the matter light that has taken on a certain form. That form was not created by conditions outside myself. It was determined by the images and beliefs I hold in my mind. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. The stream of my consciousness is like the white light in a movie projector. The beliefs, images, and illusions I hold in my mind, even at subconscious levels, are like the film strip in a movie projector. What is projected onto the screen of my conscious mind and the screen on my material situation is simply a reflection of the images on the film strip of my mind. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress, and now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me, I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. My state of mind is not a product of my outer circumstances. Instead, my outer circumstances are the products of my state of mind. It is a lie that in order to be happy, I must have certain outer conditions fulfilled. I do not need material things, political conditions, or religious conditions in order to be happy and have peace of mind. I only need to reconnect to my true identity. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. I no longer accept a subtle lie that I cannot be in command of my mind unless I have control over my outer circumstances. It is this belief that has led to my current crisis and has put me in a catch-22. I will never be happy as a result of outer conditions. Happiness, peace of mind, self-worth are inner conditions. They are feelings, they are states of mind. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. I let go of the lie that in order to control my inner circumstances, I must control my outer circumstances. I no longer believe that my outer circumstances control my inner circumstances, and thus the forces of this world, the prince of this world, will have no more control over me. For the prince of this world will come and have nothing in me whereby he can control me. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me, I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. Everything in the material world is a product of mental images that are projected upon the matter light, thereby causing the light to take on a certain form. My outer circumstances are the exclusive products of the images that are held in my personal mind and in the collective consciousness of humankind. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. The forces and energies that have invaded my auric field from without are coming from the collective consciousness. And along with them are the images and beliefs to which they owe their existence. I now close my mind to the mass consciousness, to the collective mind. I refuse to take in these images and the subtle lies and arguments presented by the dark forces and my own ego. I no longer accept these images as real, as unchangeable, or as unavoidable. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. I will make a conscious and determined effort to clear my force field, to clear the subconscious levels of my mind from all unreality. I know this will also change my outer situation. I will overcome my current crisis by seeking first the kingdom of God that I know is the real self within me. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, for ever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. I will see the deepest recesses of my being, and experience as an actual intuitive mystical experience that I am more than the outer identity, more than the outer self, more than the ego, and more than this world. I am a pure stream of God's consciousness. I now surrender all that's less, for ever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. Hail Mary, we give praise, the Mother Light in all your rays. In perfect balance light will stream, in harmony our souls will gleam. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. All troubles in the heart now cease, as Mary's love brings great release. The rose of 12 in fullest bloom, the soul is free to meet her groom. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all pattern soul, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The crown is like a sea of gold, a thousand petals now unfold. We see the Buddha in the crown, arrayed in his celestial gown. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The basis of the purest white, for petals radiate your light. The Mother bows in purest love to God the Father from above. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. When Mother Light and Buddha meet, the force of darkness they defeat. With Jesus and our Saint Germain, they bring the golden age again. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. I feel the Mother's gentle kiss as I am in eternal bliss, floating in a space sublime in harmony with sacred chime. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings less than peace. Releasing now all patterns soul, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. By Mother Mary's endless grace, we conquer time, we conquer space. The Buddha nature is in all, and thus we rise to heed the call. To be the Christ at once on earth, the golden age is given birth. I am an individualization of my Creator. I am a spiritual being, and I have a reality in God. I have the ultimate self-worth, namely the absolute knowing that I am an extension of God, an individualization of God. I know that God has infinite value, and because I am an extension of God's infinite being, I am God's infinite being manifest as a specific identity. I have the ultimate self-worth of knowing what Jesus experienced when he said, "I and my Father are one." I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less, for ever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. There is no greater experience on earth than coming to the realization of who I truly am in God. No matter what pleasure or experience I have had on this earth, it is as nothing compared to the experience of oneness with my higher being, oneness with the reality of my Creator. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less, for ever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. As I keep moving away from the darkness by taking one step every day, I will eventually break through and have a glimpse of the ultimate self-worth. No matter what mistakes I have made or what experience I have had, they have no part of the reality of my being. They are temporary illusions, and I let it all go. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less, for ever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity, I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light, it shines within me ever bright. Because I know the reality that I am, I can fully forgive myself. I can fully forgive all people I have hurt, all people who have hurt me. I forgive myself. I forgive others. I forgive God. I even forgive the matter light for my experiences of limitations and suffering. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less wherever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me ever bright. I will move on to the point of total release, total forgiveness, total surrender. I give up the mortal sense of identity. I let it die, and I merge into the greater reality that I am. I realize that I am that greater being. I was always that greater being, and I can return to experiencing the reality of that greater being even while I am still in a physical body. I am transformed, and I will no longer identify with my body or my outer circumstances, for I know I am more. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less wherever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me ever bright. In oneness with my higher being, I experience the greatest joy, the greatest freedom, the greatest happiness, the greatest sense of self-worth, the greatest sense of self-esteem that can possibly be experienced by any self-aware being. This experience is possible for me because I am self-aware. I have the potential to be aware of a greater self than the self of which I am aware right now. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me ever bright. I can expand my awareness and become more than I am right now by merging with a greater self that I already am. I am willing to try. I am willing to make the effort to move toward that point of inner realization of who I am. I know that as I keep doing this, I will indeed turn my life into an upward spiral. It is only a matter of time before I break through to the inner realization of who I truly am. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me ever bright. I accept that this is possible because Mother Mary will hold the immaculate vision, the immaculate concept for me until the day when I manifest my Christhood and I am resurrected permanently into a higher sense of self. Thus I say, O Mother Mary, show me the immaculate concept for myself as I am able to grasp it right now. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less forever upward I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me ever bright. I know that as long as I hold true to my highest vision, I will, together with Archangel Michael, my Christ self, and all members of the ascended host, walk all the way home until every part of our beings has achieved oneness with a greater being that we all are. In the spiritual realm, all beings know the reality that all life is one because all life is God. I am an individualization of my Creator. I now surrender all that's less. Forever upward, I progress. I now accept my sacred worth as I go through a grand rebirth. I know my true identity. I know my God is real in me. I am a being of God's light. It shines within me ever bright. Hail Mary, we give praise the Mother Light in all your rays. In perfect balance, light will stream. In harmony, our souls will gleam. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest and peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. All troubles in the heart now cease, as Mary's love brings great release. The rose of 12 in fullest bloom, the soul is free to meet her groom. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest and peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The throat is shining, also blue, the will of God is always true. God's power is released in love to Christ's direction from above. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest and peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The solar center is at peace, as fear and anger we release. The sacred ten will now unfold a glow of purple and of gold. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all pattern told, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. All troubles in their heart now cease as Mary's love brings great release. The rose of 12 in fullest bloom, the soul is free to meet her groom. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all pattern told, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The brow emits an emerald hue, Christ's perfect vision we pursue. And as we see God's perfect plan, we feel God's love for every man. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all pattern told, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow, we will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The soul is basking in the light as violet flame is shining bright. The soul is breathing God's prayer as you feel so free in mother's care. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all pattern soul, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. All troubles in the heart now ceases, Mary's love brings great release. The rose of 12 in fullest bloom, the soul is free to meet her groom. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all pattern soul, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow, we will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The crown is like a sea of gold, a thousand petals now unfold. We see the Buddha in the crown arrayed in his celestial gown. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. The basis of the purest white, for petals radiate your light. The mother bows in purest love to God the Father from above. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind a mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. When Mother Light and Buddha meet, the force of darkness they defeat. With Jesus and our Saint Germain, they bring the golden age again. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. I feel the Mother's gentle kiss, as I am in eternal bliss, floating in a space sublime, in harmony with sacred chime. O Mother Mary, we release all thoughts and feelings, rest in peace. Releasing now all patterns old, we leave behind the mortal mold. River of life, eternal flow, we will to live, we will to grow. We will transcend and be the more, the joy of life we do adore. By Mother Mary's endless grace, we conquer time, we conquer space. The Buddha nature is in all, and thus we rise to heed the call. To be the Christ at once on earth, the golden age is given birth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of his love. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of his love. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of his love. Amen. In the name of the unconditional love of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Mother of Light. Amen. I am sealed in the infinite love, the infinite nurturance, and the infinite comfort of my Divine Mother's heart, the heart that overflows with a very personal love for me, a love that transcends all boundaries of the material world. I experience that love right now because I am willing to look beyond the outer conditions and accept the love of Mother Mary, the unconditional love of Mother Mary, the unconditional love that Mother Mary has for me. I accept that when love is unconditional, I do not need to live up to any conditions on earth in order to receive that love. Thus, I let go of all conditions and accept that Mother Mary loves me, that Archangel Michael loves me, that my I Am Presence loves me, that my Christ Self loves me, and that Jesus loves me. I accept that my Creator loves me, has always loved me, and will always love me. I am sealed in the infinite love that is Mother Mary, in the infinite love that I am.